Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 10 people were killed and 3 Christian churches were burned last week in Nigeria. Mounting tensions spilled over when suspicions leaked that Christians had vandalized a new mosque. Muslim students began attacking Christians during school and the violence spread. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says older generations try to combat flare-ups, but a committee who convened to halt the violence was unsuccessful.
Both Muslim and Christian leaders often try to talk to these young people to tell them to realize that acts of violence are not the way to solve problems. But unfortunately, these young men don't always listen to their elders.
Meanwhile, Transworld Radio is celebrating the completion of the Central Asia Transmitter Project. This year, the gospel has gone out in full force into this critical part of the world, bringing hope to a deeply divided region. The team's producing HIV/AIDS and drug and alcohol addiction broadcasts, dramatized scripture and chronological Bible story programs, and women's programs for the region. Pray that the hope of Jesus penetrates deeply and that hearts will respond. And finally, Wycliffe Associates has a new volunteer mobilization center. The 16,000-square-foot facility will increase volunteers available to support worldwide Bible translation efforts. Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith says more volunteers are vital to their mission.
Between now and 2015, a large portion of the workforce will be retiring. And so as we're involving more volunteers, the workforce for missions and the workforce for Bible translation is really changing in its complexion.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 1 billion people around the world don't have clean, safe drinking water. International Aid wants to give you a water bottle. It's a great reminder for the physical need for clean water linked with the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.